WNCW presents this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Falster. My guest this morning is Francis Feiger, Director of Creative Services for Great Smoky Mountains Association, or GSMA. She used to be the editor of The Laurel of Asheville and now edits a biannual journal called Smoky's Life, the major benefit of membership in Great Smoky Mountains Association. Her first book, by the way, that she edited as Creative Services Director at GSMA, Back of Beyond, a Horace Kephart biography, just won the Thomas Wolfe Memorial Literary Award. We're very delighted to have her this morning. Hey, Francis, thank you for being with us.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's begin by just letting you tell our audience, what is Great Smoky Mountains Association?
Sure. We are a nonprofit partner of the park, and we create interpretive products related to the Smokies for park visitors and the public. We maintain more than 100 books and other publications in print, which we sell in about 12 stores in and around our park. The Creative Services Department, which I manage, also produces marketing materials and other publications that are specifically for our 31,000 GSMA members.
How long has the association been in existence?
Great Smoky Mountains Association, we are one of the National Park Service's oldest partnerships. We were established in 1953, and since then we've given more than $44 million to Great Smoky Mountains National Park, which is important because when our park was formed, the charter stipulated that the Smokies would never charge an entrance fee. So the support we give as a partner, along with a lot of other partner organizations, helps provide a lot of services that the park needs.
What type of services does the association fund?
We do things like protecting our black bear population and helping to pay salaries for backcountry rangers, which help protect our trails. We protect one of the best collections of log buildings in the eastern United States, and we do work to help save our remaining hemlock trees, just to name a few things.
Let's move on to something else. And Francis, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was just last weekend that one of the books you edited was an award winner. So we want to hear about that.
Yes, it's really exciting for us. The Western North Carolina Historical Association named Great Smoky Mountains Association's new title, Back of Beyond, the winner of the 2019 Thomas Wolfe Memorial Literary Award. And this was just a huge honor, very surreal for us still. We had our celebration this past weekend, and this was written by our local author, George Ellison, who a lot of the listeners may know, and his co-author, Janet McHugh, who's from New York's Finger Lakes region. And it's the first book I edited in my fairly new role at GSMA. It is the 64th winner of this annual award, so we're really pleased with that, and we had a wonderful celebration. So we were in a wonderful echelon of other authors, and just really pleased that Great Smoky Mountains Association got this award.
Back of Beyond, a Horace Kephart biography.
So Horace Kephart was a writer, and he had been a librarian, and he's known for having been a champion of the establishment of Great Smoky Mountains National Park. He came to North Carolina after having kind of gone through a nervous breakdown type of situation and had bad health, and his marriage had fallen apart, and he pieced together a new life in the Smokies as an author and then became an advocate for it to be a park. Kephart believed that the mountains saved his life, and it's a really fascinating story about a man that's just an enigma to a lot of people, and I think that the authors really helped to reveal so much of the backstory that no one knew before. If people are interested in Back of Beyond, you can learn more about it on our website at smokiesinformation.org. Everything that we sell at Great Smoky Mountains Association, all the proceeds go to the park projects and services that we support.
You're listening to WNCW's Friday Feature Interview for this week. My guest is Francis Feiger, Director of Creative Services for Great Smoky Mountains Association. Francis, you are also the editor of Smoky's Life magazine, is that right?
Yes, and Smoky's Life is really it's an in-depth journal, even though we call it a magazine. Each issue has a little less than 100 pages and usually about 10 to 12 stories, and these are all about the natural and cultural history of Great Smoky Mountains National Park. It's printed on really high-quality paper, and it's just a beautiful publication with a long shelf life. People usually don't throw them away, and we publish two full-color issues per year. These come right out around the spring and fall equinoxes. Members of Great Smoky Mountains Association receive the magazine in the mail, but you can also buy it in our 12 stores in and around the Smokies.
Do you feel like you could break it down a little bit more for us of who the actual audience is for your magazine?
Sure. Our audience is our members, first and foremost, but it's also anyone who already knows a lot about the Smokies and just wants to learn something more, something nuanced or unusual that they haven't encountered before. I work with writers like David Brill and Steve Kemp and Ann Bridges and Ken Wise of the University of Tennessee, and direct stories about everything from the history of the park before it was a park to the flora and fauna of the area, other projects and things that we have going on with the National Park Service. I also like to write stories myself when I have time.
What about the actual distribution of the magazine?
Sure. We send the magazine out to approximately 27,000 GSMA member households, and we print about 35,000 copies each issue, and the rest of those are sold at the GSMA stores to some of our parks. 11 million plus now annual visitors. We're almost thinking that we may top 12 million this year. But joining GSMA is the greatest way to get the magazine. It only costs $35 for a single individual membership. And when you do that, you're signing up to receive the magazine twice a year and getting a lot of other benefits like discounts in the Smokies as well as other national parks regionally and throughout the U.S.
I know you and everyone associated with the magazine is very proud of it, especially when it comes to the design.
And it's a beautiful magazine. My background is in magazine editing, so Smokey's Life is just one of my favorite projects in my career. And I have a team of designers that is just absolutely amazing. And they're led by Lisa Horstman of Knoxville. And some people may know of her. She's written and designed famous children's books like The Troublesome Cub and Great Smoky Mountains Salamander Ball. And she's my lead designer, so she puts everything together. And we have just a host of wonderful designers that work on the product.
And you also manage a writer's residency in the park each year. What is that program like?
My predecessor was Steve Kemp, and he was in my position for 30 years, believe it or not. So we named this annual writer's residency in Steve Kemp's honor. So it's the Steve Kemp Writer's Residency in the Smokies, and the chosen writer gets to spend 6 weeks living in the park, and they get to interact with us and with rangers and visitors every day. The residency is designed to connect writers with the Smokies in meaningful ways and to inspire some of their best work. We've got the submissions already for 2020, and we'll announce the 2021 program next summer if people are interested in it.
I'm afraid our time is about up, but the last thing I would like to ask you, if someone is out there listening and they would like to support the work and efforts of the Great Smoky Mountains Association, how could they do so?
One of the best ways is to do your holiday shopping with us, which you can do at smokiesinformation.org or in the park stores. Become a member. If you want more information and you don't want to go online, you can call us toll free at 888-898-9102. Our membership includes more than 185 businesses that are committed to supporting our park and our mission, and we welcome new business members.
Passionate about writing, about editing, since that's your background, and certainly about the Great Smoky Mountains. From the Great Smoky Mountains Association, Frances Feiger, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
You can also find podcasts of Friday feature interviews at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.